Hey, everybody. Fredo, John, Randy, and I talked about The Clash. And then, of course, we had to talk about baseball.
I have a feeling, Fredo, that you would be really, really pissed off with what's going on with the umpires and checking the guys after every inning and checking to see if they have foreign substances, because it's getting to the point where it's even in the week that they've done it, it's already ridiculous.
I grew up with that though, and to me, you know, the steroid era, to me that was a bit much, but there was always a little something there, you know, and that to me was part of the game.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up watching Gaylord Perry with the spitball and the Negro.
he used to take a razor to the fucking baseball.
Yeah, you know, that shit like that.
He's in the Hall of Fame, and right, they won't take him out, even though those guys are just using fucking suntan lotion.
Right. Both of those, you know, him and Phil Negro, where they were – talk about doctoring the ball, you know?
Seriously.
Yeah. Who was it? Was it Brett who had the... No, it was
Pine
Sosa.
Tar on the bat.
Pine tar.
Oh, Brett with the pine tar, you know.
Yep.
Sosa Billy Martin coming out. Right. You know, shit like that. That, to me, was... That was part of the game. You know? You didn't have to inject anything. You know, you cheated. There was an honor to the cheating.
Well, if you're not cheating, you're not trying to win.
The Astros did it, where it was so blatantly obvious that they were using fucking trash cans. Yeah, I've never had a problem with sign stealing. I'd be shocked to hear if teams don't sign steal, because you have to get an edge somehow. You can't just go up there guessing. If you're going up there guessing, you're not playing the percentage. You're not playing smart baseball.
Right.
So. But the way that the Astros did it and made it so obvious and then kind of in turn affected how everybody else, you know, their ability to do it. I'm wondering if that has kind of made offense sputter a little bit this year, especially the dead ball too, a little bit. But, you know, it's just in some cases, baseball can be very unwatchable.
Yeah.
I was out of it for a long time, but Acuña Jr. for the Braves might be the thing that brings me back a little bit, because he's just unbelievable.
Braves have two players that are phenomenal, him and Freeman.
And Albies, too, yeah.
See, we're now in an era where I literally don't know anybody.
Yeah.
That's a lie. Justin Verlander, and only because I went to ODU and he graduated from ODU. That's the only – he's literally the only player that I can name right now.
I think it's coming back to the level where you're starting to get more guys that you know are going to be big-time stars, that you know are going to be close, if not, like, in the Hall of Fame very early on in their careers. Like, Acuña is one of those guys. Like, you could just follow his whole career. Tatis, follow their whole careers, and you know they're special players, and they're not – gonna be flameouts, and you know, maybe they will, but it feels like MLB has so much star potential right now, so much more than they've had in the last couple of years. It's at least gotten to that level.
There you have it. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we talked about baseball. We talk about everything on After the Fact. If you'd like to hear the rest of that conversation, it's After the Fact number 80. And I highly recommend going back and listening to all the After the Facts. You can do that by going to patreon.com/ohhijustin. $1 a month gets you in the club. You get audio content and lots of access to different places. If you'd like to hear our conversation on The Clash, well, all you have to do is go forward one episode and push play.